Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which, by the way, is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue Upland, California, 91786. Our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday in the afternoon. Once again, that's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. So come on and fellowship with us, and then join us with our service and worship with us. Praise the Lord with us, and you will be blessed. You'll be blessed by powerful messages from Pastor Tasila and Pastor T. Meyer McCain. So come on and join us and be blessed. Beautiful congregation, beautiful people, but most importantly, the Spirit of the Lord is always present, and he's moving in all of us, and he'll be right there moving in you. Amen? Amen. Okay, so right now, I want you to call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Call your friends and family members. Tell them to dial that number, 646-668-8537. Or they can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. So you can look for that for this particular show. Okay, now understand that on Facebook, you can, if you see this post anytime this week or even next week, you can click on the post and hear the entire program. Okay? Also, tune in to The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on HSBN.TV. And also, you can always catch this show, The Message of Life, on YouTube and many other apps at any time this week. So join us and you'll be blessed. Good messages is the message of life and immortality. And you will really enjoy the messages, okay? So tune in and be blessed. So for right now, don't go away. We will be right back with our message for today. Stay right there. Here's Taryn Wells.
I've walked among the shadows. You wipe my tears away. I've felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days. And I break bread to heaven from my lowest place. And I have held the blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountain dreams get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hand. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking you
choose to say that should be your name, yeah, yeah. And I am not alone.
Hallelujah. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and we're about to get into the message for this week, for today. And before we get into it, let's ask the Lord to bless us so that we can receive the revelation of his message today, and we can really, truly hear his word. His word is life, and we want life everlasting. So let's go before the Lord right now together. Let's be in agreement. Father God, open up our hearts and minds that we can receive this message, that we will hear from you, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit touch us to give us even more than what's being said this day. Bless us all, Lord, so that we can wax strong in the Spirit and grow closer and draw closer to you. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen and amen. The message of today is called The Kingdom. It's called A Kingdom Being Born. A Kingdom Being Born. Have you ever wondered why is there so much turmoil in the land? Why? Why is it so much turmoil in the land? Why is there so much fear, anger, hatred, violence, greed, and a desire to conquer? People having a desire to conquer and control the masses. Why is all of this in existence right now? We have wars and rumors of wars. Russia is actually threatening a nuclear attack. Even right now, as we speak, they're threatening a nuclear attack. We have cyber attacks and cyber wars and all kinds of things going on. Many other countries also possessing weapons of mass destruction. Why is all of this happening? Why have more demons been released upon the earth, causing people to be lovers of themselves, lifting up themselves as gods? And that's what's actually happening. The people on this earth, in this world, they're forgetting who the one true living God is. They're lifting themselves up. Lifting themselves up. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. The releasing of demons has caused the earth to repeatedly rebel against mankind with more and more fires, hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, and tornadoes every year. You can count on it. Every year. Demons are influencing the government to allow food corporations to continue to poison our food and pollute our water supply. And the demonic spirit of pharmakia that controls the WHO, World Health Organization, causing them to continue to produce medicines that they know will keep people addicted and have serious side effects that will eventually kill them. They know this. So why are they doing this? Well, one thing that you can say, well, it's because of the money. They want wealth. They want money. Yeah, but the root of it is demonic influence. Satan wants you dead. This is all demon related. The root of every problem in America and in the world is demonic control. It's demon influence. Demons have brought forth more perversions. Yeah, that's true. We got to name it. More perversions. People are more perverted now than ever before. Right here in my hometown, a lady, one of our neighbors, were in the store doing her regular shopping, and a guy following her around doing things to himself while following her around. Isn't that's just perversion. many perversions like homosexuality and lesbianism. Yeah, I know people don't want me to say anything about that, but we have to open our eyes. These are happening. Homosexuality and lesbianism, which is increasing in the land and in the church. Come on, church, you should know better. Even to the place that people are not even claiming to be male or female. Come on, what is that? Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. To break this down, you know, when you look at it, they appear to be very happy. The LGBTQ, whatever you call it, community and all of that, they seem to be happy right now. They're on top of the world. They think that they are free, but in reality, they shall receive the punishment for their behavior, for their behaviors, for their actions, for their lifestyles, if they don't repent. That's just the bottom line. There was a famous entertainer that preached against homosexuality in her church and spoke of a particular person that bound with this homosexual spirit, or a pastor. And she got a lot of backlash from popular recording artists and other Christians that came against her. But the words she was speaking was truth. She was speaking the truth in God's word. We just read it. And she was speaking on that, and she got backlash from the church, even to the place that she began to water down what she had said and pretty much apologize. That can't happen. We have to stand on the word of God. If you're a true Christian, you stand your ground. You stand on the word of God. Don't let anybody cause you to water down God's message. It is what it is. Some people say, well, I've got homosexuals in my family, and I've got friends that are homosexuals. Well, you know, that's how it goes. In every family, you got drug addicts, alcoholics, and homosexuals in just about every family. I have some in mine, but I don't condone their lifestyle, and I don't support their lifestyle, although I love them. They're my family. But still, you can't do that. You have to stand on the word of God if you are a true Christian. Now, if you're a lukewarm Christian, of course you're going to go any way the wind blows. But the Lord is looking for true Christians, true believers, disciples, lovers of God, lovers of Jesus Christ, those who hold the word of God with respect and honor and belief, having faith and confidence in God. We have to stand on the Lord's side if you are a true believer, a true Christian. Demons working through mankind has released more viruses, causing more sicknesses, diseases, murders, rapes, human trafficking, which, by the way, involves high political figures as well as celebrities investing in it and making a profit from this, from human trafficking. This is the evil that's going on right now as I speak in this world. Demons work through mankind to continue drug trafficking in order to keep the world high. They want to keep you in a high and a false state of mind. That's the purpose for all of these drugs being released. You notice that every so many years there's a new drug out there that's just taking the young people out, taking people, causing people to be addicted and out of their minds to get it. It happens ever so often. We have so many of them out there right now. Think about it. Why are these things happening? And why is it that the government is allowing these things to be released because it's money in it and it's power? Keep the people in a false state of mind that makes it easier for you to control. You can control the nations and force them to do your will. That and alcohol. Demons use gun trafficking for power as well, so that they can release these guns in the street so that people can shoot and destroy each other. And this is for the purpose of maintaining control of the population, just like many others, just like the viruses and all of that. They're trying to control the population, get rid of a lot of people. This is their mindset. They want to maintain control of the people and gaining power over powerful organizations and over nations. So they release these really high, sophisticated weapons. They start first by developing a lawless nation or a lawless society. And then they step in with their law and order, with their own law and order. In other words, they want to step in and save the day after everything starts getting out of hand. Then they want to step in with their one world agenda and say, here's what we'll do. We'll bring law and order, and then they become heroes and the people get deceived and so on and so on. They're still controlling the people and having them to submit to their government and the laws of men, which is usually contrary to the laws of God. Demons are influencing mankind to keep our borders open in order to bring people into this country, bringing their false gods with them, in order to make portals for more demons to enter into this country. What's happening when all of these borders are open and people from all over the world are coming into this country? They're bringing their gods with them. They're bringing their demons with them and mingling them among the people of America, this Christian nation. And it causes portals to open for demons to enter into this country and tear it apart. And that's what's been happening. That's why this country is in unrest. Country is not at peace. It's no peace. It's unrest because there's so many things going on every level, in every area, demonic influence, demonic attacks causing people to destroy each other in one way or another. Open your eyes, America, and especially open your eyes, Christianity. Christians, church, open your eyes and see what's going on. This is spiritual warfare. Why are all of these things happening? Why? Because there's a transitioning happening in the spirit realm. Right now, this world is the kingdom of Satan. But a transition is getting ready to take place where the kingdom of God is going to come forth, and that causes a lot of turmoil. It causes a lot of persecution, tribulation. It causes unrest because there's a change about to happen. A kingdom is being born. A constant battle between good and evil. A serious battle for the souls of men. And it's intensifying daily. This is what's happening. It's a serious fight going on. But God is raising up his army right now, even as I speak, because it is time for the kingdom of God to be established on this earth. But Satan and his demons will not give up without a fight. So they're going to fight, and things are going to get rough. In order for God to bring forth his kingdom upon the earth, he will have to establish his sons, the sons of God, his heirs. And Jesus will bring forth his government through the sons of God. Because in God's government, which is his church, his legislative branch, Jesus will establish his true anointed kings, his true anointed priests, his true anointed judges, his true anointed prophets and ministers. Not a lot of these people who are self-proclaimed, and not a lot of these false prophets. He's going to establish the real thing, the real deal, the true, real anointed people. The Lord needs his priests to be established like the Levites were established for years for the children of Israel. But the Lord wanted all Israel to be a kingdom of priests, but their rebellion and unbelief kept them from attaining that. But now in this hour, Jesus Christ, who is our high priest, after the order of Melchizedek, is going to establish us, his last day church, who are also after the order of Melchizedek, to fully reign in his government with power, which is a priesthood. This Melchizedek order, let me tell you a little bit about it. This is a Melchizedek order. It's different from the Levitical order, the Levites back in the Old Testament. When Jesus was baptized, he brought forth a new priesthood, even a new baptism, a new priesthood. Now, people say, oh, it's not a new baptism. Yeah, because when people came to John the Baptist to be baptized, they were being baptized under the old Levitical law. Under the old Levitical law, but when Jesus was baptized by John, it established a new priesthood, a Melchizedek priesthood, which is a priesthood of miracles, signs and wonders and healings and so on. None of that was in the old Levitical baptism. None of that was there. Only when Jesus was baptized, because he introduced something new for God's people. It's a new covenant, a new promise, a new agreement, a new walk with God, a closer walk with the Lord. God will establish his judges like Gideon, Samson, Deborah, and so on. Only we will be much more powerful than the judges of old, because we will be deliverers. God will anoint us to be his saviors, his judges, in this hour, as it is written in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21. Then saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. We will be judges in this hour who will judge with righteous judgment, because we will have the pure mind of Christ working fully in us. We will judge with righteous judgment. There'll be nothing wrong with our judgment. It will be from the mind of God himself, righteous judgment. God will establish his prophets in his government, who will have more of an anointing than Samuel, Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, Daniel, and so on, all put together. We will speak and preach the word of God, and things shall immediately come to pass, even as we speak. This is a powerful prophetic anointing. We will lift up the prophetic voice in this hour. We will blow the trumpet, which is lifting up the prophetic voice, sounding an alarm in God's holy mountain, that the world will hear this blowing of the trumpet and will have to make a decision. God will establish his kings in this hour, like Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings. And we have to understand that Jesus Christ is the King over all kings, even worldly kings. He is far above the worldly kings, but especially he is the King of the kings that he established. And that's us. We are his kings and priests, and he is our King. The great King, the great King of Kings. We are his golden last day church. He has made us kings and priests, as it is written in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. God will establish his servants or ministers in this hour, which is his army, his warriors, his demon fighters, his miracle workers, and so on. These are the people that's going to be out there in the field, out there, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons, and speaking the word of God, his army. We are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Just keep in mind that as it is written now, as it is right now, what's happening right now, we are in the midst of a transition, a transition from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. And the reason that there's so much evil, hatred, death, and deceit in the world is because Satan is not giving up without a fight, like I said earlier. He knows he only has a short time, so he is pouring it on. But this has been going on, this has been an ongoing battle for quite some time now, but it will come to an end very soon. This war is going to come to an end. There has been war between good and evil ever since God began to establish his kings, priests, and prophets all throughout the years. There was tribulations and persecutions upon God's people when Moses was a baby, as the Egyptians killed all the male children of God's people, all except Moses. This was a move of Satan trying to kill the sons of God, or trying to kill the Son of God, because he thought Moses could be that Messiah, the seed of the woman spoken of in Genesis. So he wanted to try to find that child and kill the child, just like he did in the days of Jesus when he was a baby, had all the kids from 2 years old and younger killed, trying to kill the Son of God. It's what he was trying to do. This was a move of Satan. And it happened because ever since the Lord prophesied to Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman," talking to Satan, "enmity between you," Satan, "and the woman," or the serpent, "and between your seed and her seed. And it shall bruise your head," her seed shall bruise his head, "and you shall bruise his heel." Her seed? Now, you know, the woman really don't have a seed. This was prophetic speaking. The Lord was prophesying. The man has the seed. But in this case, God said her seed, speaking about the incorruptible seed, who is Jesus Christ. And look, this was prophetic. Governments in the past, under the influence of Satan and demons, have killed the prophets in the past, and he will try, Satan and this and governments will try to kill God's prophets, kings, and priests in this hour, because we are, that's who we are. And that's why they're going to try to do it. We're God's prophets, kings, and priests in this hour, his servants, his ministers. Keep in mind that this is a war. Christians, we are in a war. This is one kingdom trying to conquer the other. It is warfare, spiritual and physical warfare that will affect everyone and everything. Right now, they're coming. This warfare is coming across as battles here, little battles there that we're going through. But the ultimate war is coming, including the current denominational churches. It's going to affect everything, including the current denominational churches and religious organizations that hold the title of Christianity. They hold the title of Christianity doesn't mean that they are truly Christians, because today's Christianity has gotten so political that it's more like a business or a political organization. It's what they're looking at Christianity as today, because we're not exempling power. We're not showing forth the power of God. Therefore, there's no fear of Christianity in this hour. People should fear you if you say you're a Christian, and they should be on their best behavior whenever you're around, but they don't do that, because we haven't held up office properly. And we haven't magnified the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, we will be affected, or denominational churches and religious organizations, all of you who call yourselves Christians or under the title of Christianity, along with many other pagan religions also, they are being deceived by Satan and his demons. Satan has placed a seat inside of many churches. Many in the church are siding with, supporting, and condoning the sinful acts of man, from political people to perverts. They're condoning their acts and want to just put everything under the title of love. We have to love the people. Yeah, you love the people. God loves the people. He loves even the ones he has to send to hell because they're rejecting him. They're turning their back. They're rejecting him. He still loves them, but they're going to hell if they don't repent. Being governed, these people are being governed, possessed, and ruled by demons. And they are not even aware that they are. Satan has them so deceived that many people think they're correct while they're disobeying the word of God. Satan and demons are really trying to dominate God's people and pull them further and further away from the truth of God's word. That's what he wants to do. The people in the world, he already have them. But with Christians, he wants to pull us further and further away from the true word of God, to the place that with us, it won't mean anything. You see, the further away you get from God, the more the things of God is not important to you anymore. Your mindset has changed, so you turn more and more to the things of the world. That's what happens. You get deceived. But Christians, I'm talking to the real Christians, get ready because the war is on. The fight is about to begin in a very serious way. Get ready for the things that your eyes are going to behold in this hour. Ooh, it's going to be amazing. It's time for change, a new age. A new kingdom is coming. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's getting ready to happen, Christians. And it will take violence, battles, a war, a fight, and many tribulations in order to establish God's kingdom upon this earth. It's going to be a fight. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Now there are armies that's in the heavens, and we also, although we're on earth, but we will also be in heaven. We will be in heaven and on earth at the same time, following the Lamb wherever he goes, and being clothed in white raiment, clean, white and clean, fine linen, because we will have the righteousness of Jesus Christ upon us, and we will fight in this war, God's true believers. And out of his mouth, out of the mouth of the Lord, goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations. This is judgment coming to the nation. With his word, that sharp sword is the word of God, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are finally going to see the end of this world system with our own eyes. We are finally going to see the end of satanic rule upon this earth. There will be no more ungodly men trying to form a one-world government and an economy and religion. There shall be no such thing as a man-made global reset. It shall all be done away with. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. We have to take the kingdom by force, and the kingdom in this hour is the world, the earth. Just as the children of Israel had to take the promised land during the days of Joshua. People, we are in a war, a real war. It is a war, but in the end, God is going to win. That's the best part that we know. Our God is going to win this war. Revelation 19, verse 19 through 21. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. They're going to have the nerve to make war with Jesus Christ the Lord. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. They were slain by the word of God, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. You see, this is a spiritual war, but at the same time, it's a physical war. Then we will see for ourselves how this current world system will be destroyed as the kingdom of God is established on this earth. Revelation 11, verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God, of kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Then our very eyes will see what John the Revelator saw. He saw a new heaven and a new earth. It will come forth. It will be breathtaking when we see this. We're going to see this, a new heaven and a new earth, and we're going to see it developing and coming to pass, and it's going to be breathtaking. We will be in awe. It will be an amazing sight to behold. Then we will rejoice once again with the stars of heaven, like we did when we were spirits in the beginning when the earth was first created. Did you know that? We were there in the beginning when God created the earth, and we rejoiced with the stars of heaven, as it is written in Job 38, verse 7, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. That was us. We were spirits with God. We can't even imagine what it would be like to actually see a new heaven and a new earth. Revelation 21, 1 through 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. for the former things are passed away. My goodness. This is something. This is something that all of God's people will witness and rejoice. I'm talking all of God's people will witness this and they will rejoice. Even those who are with the Lord, even now, and those of us who are alive, we will either be resurrected and see this and be a part of it, or we will simply live through our change. We will live through the change and see it, and the change of heaven and earth. We will see it and be a part of it. Don't you want to be a part of this? This is a great move of God. Something, it's a new thing, something that has never been done before. And yet we are living in these times that we're living in. We're living in these times where we will witness this great miracle, this great, I don't even have the words for it, because it's going to be such a powerful move, and we're going to see it with our own eyes. And the Lord will allow us to participate in some of it, because most of it is going to be done by his own hand. But he's going to allow us to be a part of a lot of it that we will see. And we will rejoice. We will rejoice. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't go away. We will be right back. You stay right there.
Always living victory.
UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Meyer, and these are the scriptures for the week. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Praise the Lord. Here's another one for you. Romans chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did exchange the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error that was meet. My goodness, you can't get any plainer than that. Okay, let's continue. Here's another scripture. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21. Then saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's. And the last one is Revelation 5, verse 10. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is time now for you to really make up your mind and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Really, you're going to, and I'm talking to you Christians that's out there, that's listening. You have got to truly believe and stand on the Lord's side. You've got to believe in him, even though it may go against what a lot of people may say or think. You've got to stand your ground. Stand your ground. Be a light in this world, in this hour. You're going to be so glad that you stood up for Jesus and that you were planted deep in him and not easily moved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus. Move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. Promises, I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I want to say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I want to cling to you, Jesus, who hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. casting down your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. Is even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm sending out your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. God, even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief, God. Jesus, I believe.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to believe. People, we have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in this hour. We have to hold on to him with every bit of ourselves, with every bit of our beings. We have to believe in him. Our faith must be strong faith in this hour, because you just don't know what's getting ready to happen, even in the near future. So hold on to him. Stand strong in his word. Be unmovable and know, have confidence in God. Trust in God. Trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can endure to the very end. That's what you want to do. You want to endure. You want to be overcomers. So make sure that you hold on to him. Keep believing. Keep trusting. And keep obeying his word. Follow his instructions and his directions. Don't move too far to the right or too far to the left. Stay in the center of his perfect will. And you will be an overcomer. You will endure to the end and receive all the blessed benefits of being a true son of God, son and daughter of God. Thank you for tuning in. We're here next week. And just tell your friends and family members to dial in. And remember, we're here on Wednesdays with my wife as well on Christian Talk. So, and that's at 8 p.m. So be with us. Bye-bye.